Here we go. I haven't done an episode of this podcast since 2020. It's now 2022, right? I'm just putting that out there. Far, far too long. But if you just found this podcast, right, by going on your podcast provider and, I don't know, maybe it appeared by some bizarre, weird, kind of messed up algorithm somewhere. I do videos as well. You know, bear that in mind. On this episode, I just wanted to, you know, just talk about a few different things, really. One of them being, since the last time I uploaded here, I've become a spiritual man, a man of God, and I've become very into everything that comes with that, reading the Bible, praying, going to church, and all that kind of stuff, really. A lot's changed, but as a result of all these changes, I feel like I finally found who I am, because I think if we're all honest with ourselves, I think we might all either have been lost or might actually be lost. So, I mean, for me, I'm in a position now where, like, I used to, like, do yoga and things like that, yeah? So I got all tattooed up with Hindu symbols and stuff all up and down my arm. And at the time, I thought, this is cool. This is really cool. Now I look at it and go, oh, no. Oh, no, I can never, ever go to church with a T-shirt on. I hope it's not hot this summer. So, but then I think to myself, like, there's a part of me that thinks, maybe you should get the tattoos removed. And then you think to yourself, no, because, okay, it don't look great. Right, tattoos in general, it depends who you ask. Some people say, you know, people of God can't have tattoos. Some people say they can. But personally, I think, you know, I had these before. Yeah, I could get them removed. But it kind of tells a story in a way. It shows the person I was. It shows the story of me being very lost, very confused, very maybe easily led into these things and into believing this stuff. So I've decided I'm keeping them anyway. I've decided, you know, I'm not going to get them covered up. I'm not going to get them lasered off, because quite honestly, it looks like that'd hurt too much. I mean, people say, oh yeah, don't get a tattoo, they hurt. I don't think they do. I actually, this is probably something I need to work on, but I actually quite like the feel of getting a tattoo to a certain point. When you get to that, like, I got a tattoo on the top of my arm, not, you know, it's not fully about tattoos this episode, but, you know, I got a tattoo on the top of my arm that's, right, got a lot of detail to it, so it took a long time, right, and I had to sit with, like, this, chair with this, like, pad thing under my arm, right. And for 2 hours, it could have been longer, but I think it was about 2 hours, and I'm trying not to exaggerate, so 2 hours, I had to sit there, just, you know, with my arm in one place, and I'm a bit fidgety, and I've realised this today, when I was actually at church earlier today, and I noticed, like, I sat, like, because it's so busy at my church, right, which is a great thing, it's so busy, that they now, instead of just having seats at the front of the, I don't want to call it a stage, because then it sounds weird, but in front of the stage, they've now got seats at the side, right? So I decided today, like, to sit at the side. I don't know why I did that. But then the problem is the screen was, like, right above my head. So, like, all the words to the songs and stuff were coming up above my head, which was a bit awkward, because I'd still ain't that good at remembering these songs. So I was sort of looking at the screen right at the side of me that was slightly higher than my head height, trying to read these words. It was very difficult. So I kind of just then realised, this is the point, then realised if I'd have looked to the other side of me, I could see the screen that the singers were reading the words from. But I didn't realise that until the last song. There's four songs. I spent three of them trying to look up at these words on the screen. It didn't really work out too well for me. On the fourth one, right near the end of the fourth song, I looked the other way and went, oh yeah, of course, yeah, that screen's there to, so the singers know what they're supposed to be singing. That makes sense. Didn't think of that before though, did I? Anyway, the point I was saying here is that I'm sat there at the side of the stage with the screen there at the side of me, right, all big and, you know, writing all over it, and, well, not writing all over it, makes it sound like it's been graffitied. It hasn't been, it's perfect. And I'm stood there, and I'm sort of trying to sing, but then there's a part of me, right, and if you go and listen to the other episodes to this, because this is another thing that I was thinking is, should I get rid of the old episodes because they're swearing and, you know, and I'm trying not to be that person anymore. I thought, no, because if anything, it shows who you were, and these ones will show who you are, and you'll be able to see a bit of a journey, hopefully. So they're staying. What was I saying? Yeah, so I'm stood there, and of course people are reading the words off the screen that's above my head. So now there's a little bit of my brain that goes, everyone in here is looking at you, maybe you should do something funny. Obviously they're not looking at me, they're reading the words, right? I know that. I'm not completely stupid, I know that. But then there's that little voice goes, go on, just do a stupid face, see how many of them laugh. And you're thinking to yourself, no, I won't do it. But you can feel your face trying to work out what the funniest face would be. As I'm saying that, I'm trying to work it out. But yeah, so that was a bit awkward for me, because, you know, there's still that little bit of me. There's still that little part of my brain, which is the part of my brain that makes me do these sorts of things in the videos and all the other nonsense that I waste my time on, floundering around trying to get people to listen to me rub it on for 15 minutes, that likes to show off. There's that little part of me that just goes, go on, son, do something stupid. Go on. Don't matter that you're at church. They'll laugh. No. Although they might laugh, but still no. So, yeah. That's been troubling today. Also today I found out I've been wanting to get baptized, right? Since this whole journey started, I've said I want to get baptized. I want to be officially a Christian, because at the minute I kind of consider myself like a Christian in training, because I went to a Catholic school. I know a little bit about the Bible and that, but I don't feel like I know enough to say, oh yes, well, you know, I'm a Christian, or, you know, I'm actually a Catholic. I've just adopted the term Christian in training. I just live by that now. So someone says, oh, you know, are you a religious man? Are you? Yeah. I'm a Christian in training, which basically means I'm still learning. I don't know enough to call myself a Christian. And also, I've not been baptized Christian, so I'm not a Christian. I'm a Christian in training, at best, at absolute best. So yeah, found out today, the date that I can get baptized. I was like, fantastic, sign me up, I'm there. First, I'll be front of the queue, I'm there, do it. I said, yeah, you can invite anyone you want, your family can come, you know, uncle's dog, you know, bloke across the road, whatever you want, whoever you want, they can come. Fantastic. So I'm buzzing, right, on my way home, driving home, thinking, right, as soon as I get in, I'm going to send a message to everyone, I'm going to send a message to everyone. Everyone's invited, I want everyone to come. I want everyone to come and see the church that I frequent. I want everyone to come and see the baptism, the death of the old Dan, the rising of the new Dan from the water. I message everyone. Hi everyone, I'm on the 10th of April, I'm going to get baptised. I'd love it if you could all come. I'll get back. And you're already baptised. Yeah, but that's Christian. This is going to be Catholic. Sorry, that's Catholic. This is going to be Christian. Isn't that the same thing? No, it's not the same thing. Don't be silly. Just look, right. I haven't got time or energy to explain it to you that they're different and why they're different and where they're different. There's a lot of differences. They're not the same thing. Are you coming? We'll let you know. Okay, right. Okay, no problem. No problem. We'll let you know. We're going to assume that's probably going to be a no, but we'll let you know. Okay, fine. So, I was excited. I thought people were like, oh, yeah, nice one. You know, oh, well done, mate. You know, jolly good old chap. You know, toodle pip. Whatever. I don't know. But instead, it was met with some bizarre, not animosity, but I don't know, just sort of a been there, done that. Ain't really interested, mate. I don't know. It's confusing for me. I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand this world. So, yeah. So, if anyone wants to come, you can come. I'm excited by the whole idea, though. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. Like I said, like, you know, as you go, you sort of in the water there, and then they dunk you, like, to signify the death of your old life as you go under the water. That's the death of the old life. And as you raise back up from the water, that is you being reborn, like, almost like Jesus was resurrected on the third day. This is you being almost resurrected as of sorts, resurrected from the water, from the death of your old life into a new life where you follow Christ. Thanks for listening. Ta-da.